Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio. I had to take you back to the Nard album from 1981. That was music from Mr. Bernard Wright. Of course, the name of that song is called Hobgoblin-Trippin'. I say that fast. I can't say that fast. You know, that's from from 1981. He was only 17 years old when he recorded that album. That's amazing. Hey, guys, good evening to you. Yes, it is Monday. It is the beginning of the week. Hopefully, I will be able to jam with you. Well, I will jam with you for the next 2 hours playing nothing but good old-school funk, R&B, and soul, and hopefully start your week off right. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with me. You can go to, on your Facebook, you can go to Solar Records Radio on Facebook. Make sure you like the page. Tell a friend to like the page. It is all good. Also want to remind you, you can go to solarrecordsradio.com or wardellpottsjr.com if you want to get some cool merchandise, Solar Records Radio merchandise, or you can go to, you can donate to the show. And again, thank you so much for donating and making us better. You know, thank you guys for doing it. Thank you guys for supporting the show. Also, you can go to the Cash App, Solar Records Radio, all one big word, $ Solar Records Radio, and donate to the show that way. And again, thank you so much for all your contributions. Got some music on the way. We got some Grace Jones on the way. I got some Kelly Price on the way. Some Mint Condition, and I might hook up some Starpoint on the way because I love Starpoint. Of course, rest in peace to Renee Diggs, of course, and I think Ernesto Phillips also from the group Starpoint. We lost them. Definitely keep their music alive and keep it going on Solar Records Radio, because that's what we do. For all of the artists that are no longer with us, we try to keep that legacy alive. And by keeping that legacy alive and keeping it on people's minds, just good music. Good music always stands the test of time. So, I got some Starpoint on the way. But in the meantime, let's go ahead and start this show off, man. I was a big fan of this album. I was a big fan of this group. I will take you back to the Brilliance album from 1982. And actually, the album before that, if I'm not mistaken, let's take you back to 1981. This is music from Atlantic Star. The name of the song is called When Love Calls. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything. I'm nothing in the world that I won't do. I give the word to you if you want me to. I'll do anything.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Of course, this is Old School Monday. That was music from LaBelle, of course, from 1975. That is the signature song from LaBelle. Of course, that is Lady Marmalade. And I had to hook that up because we just got some news that we lost the legendary, the beautiful Miss Sarah Dash from LaBelle. She passed away today. And 70, if I'm not mistaken, 76 years old. I am sick of 2021 right now, but definitely music's definitely going to live on. I'm going to come back to it, but let me go ahead and recap. Before that, from 1981, I played Denroy Morgan, I'll Do Anything for You, and of course started off the block. I made a mistake and said the album was Brilliance by Atlantic Star. No, it was Radiant from 1981. Of course, that was When Love Calls. Started off the show with When Love Calls by Atlantic Star. But anyway, yeah, just got the news. I'm going through Twitter, and I see Rest in Peace Sarah Dash, and I'm like, no. And I'm reading the article, and yeah, she passed away, man. And wow, this has just been, this year's just been kind of a big old pot of just mess, you know. But again, man, definitely rest in peace to the lovely Miss Sarah Dash from LaBelle. I had to hook that Lady Marmalade up. I love that song, you know. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? Would you sleep with me tonight? See, that's what 6 years of French. Because I used to, when I was singing when I was little, you know, didn't know what I was thinking. And my parents didn't stop me because they didn't know any French. And they didn't know what I was saying. But I was like, I couldn't say the phrase, but now I get it. You know, voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? See how that flowed out? But again, rest in peace to the legendary and beautiful Sarah Dash from LaBelle. Of course, she was still out making music, and of course her and Nona Hendrix, and Patti LaBelle and Sarah Dash, they were part of LaBelle and the Bluebells. And of course Nona Hendrix went on and just became this rock just mountain, you know, after she left LaBelle. And of course, you know what Patti's been up to, you know, selling pies and stuff. But definitely, we're going to keep the music alive. And let's go ahead and keep this music going, man. Let's take you back to the year 1985. This is music from the late, great Luther Vandross. One of my favorite songs. Name of the song is called My Sensitivity Gets in the Way. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
At times I don't believe that I can't control my heart. It gets a beat even before the loving starts. Of love.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, Old School Monday. Don Fleming and Mr. Wardell Potts is hanging out with us. What is up, Wardell? I had to hook that up. That is a classic from 1982 from the lovely Miss Grace Jones, man. Grace Jones had a song called My Jamaican Guy. I love that song. And, of course, before that, I had to hook up a little something for the people from 1995, the summer of 95. You want to get this party started. And, of course, started off the block, Luther Vandross, 1985, My Sensitivity Gets in the Way. Wardell, man, thanks for hanging out with me, man. What's going on? How was your weekend, first of all?
Excellent. I had a great time, man, and really was blessed and worked really hard on the farm and had a great time in church yesterday, praising God, and got to meet some cousins today for the first time. Just been really good. Just been a good, you know, last few days. Thanks for asking. How about you?
I'm good, man. I'm a Philly boy. Well, you're a Philly boy. I was contemplating. I was watching the game yesterday, and I was like, I was contemplating on, should I go up there for the weekend to see them play Tampa Bay? And I was like, you know what? I might as well. I didn't even get a chance to go, you know, we didn't, you know, because of, you know, all of, you know, the you know, with COVID and, you know, losing family members and friends and things like that is like, I just need to get away just for a weekend. And around October 14th, I might fly up to Philly and catch the game and then come back home on probably that Tuesday. But I'm thinking about it, man. I'm slowly thinking about going ahead and getting my ticket. So yeah.
All right, that sounds good to me, man. I was thinking about that today, like, you know, that you are a Philly fan. And how did that happen for you growing up in Little Rock?
Well, I mean, well, growing up in, actually I'm from Texarkana, you know, on the Texas-Arkansas border. So the crazy thing about it is I grew up watching the Cowboys. I loved everything I loved watching the Cowboys because, you know, Dallas was right down the road. But I was a big fan of Randall Cunningham growing up. And seeing, you know, of course, the black quarterback, things like that. You know, back then, it wasn't a lot of us, you know, in the quarterback position because, you know, the stereotype was that it was a thinking man's position and black people didn't have the capability to think like that, just like middle linebacker on defense. And Randall Cunningham just shattered that. And I loved the Eagles, and I loved the fact that I was a Keith Jackson fan. Keith Jackson was a tight end, and he was from he went to Little Rock Parkview. He went to the high school in Little Rock. So that was more of a reason for me to love Philly. So I've been a Philly fan since Cunningham. So, Dallas, you know, it is what it is. Cowboys, it's like you got to love the Cowboys, but I was never really just into the Cowboys. My sister loves them. My sister loves the Cowboys. You can't say anything bad about the Cowboys. But you know what? There are a few of us, you know, here in Little Rock and back in my hometown that are Philly fans. I got a lot of them that are 49er fans. I mean, some of my classmates are some of the biggest 49er fans. So,
yeah.
You know, it varies. It varies. But, yeah, I grew up loving the Eagles, man. And every time the Eagles play, that's on, you know, because it was regional. You know, you didn't really get to see a lot of Philly games on regional TV. So if we got a Philly game, I was watching it. And here's what's crazy. I'm a Celtics fan. I'm a Boston Celtics fan from a basketball standpoint. So I grew
really?
Up a Celtics fan.
Wow.
So, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know, I mean, I like the 76ers, but I love the Celtics. I love the – because I grew up in the 80s. And, you know, those Magic Johnson, Larry Bird days, I was, you know, the GOAT. They call it the golden era of the NBA. You know, I mean, I'm sure, you know, there were, you know,
right.
NBAs in the 50s and 60s. But I was big on those Lakers-Celtics series, man. So, but I love the Celtics because – Robert Parrish went to Centenary, and Centenary was in Shreveport, Louisiana. Shreveport is about 60 miles from my hometown. So I was a big Chief fan too. You know, Larry Bird, I like that. Don't get me wrong. Like Larry Bird, love Kevin McHale, but my guy was Robert Parrish. So I was a big Celtics fan. So it's weird. So it's weird like that.
It is weird because, I mean, was there not any local, NBA teams or NFL
Dallas
teams?
Mavericks.
Where you're from? Dallas Mavericks?
The Dallas Mavericks, you had at the time, that was really it.
Yeah,
the Dallas
but
Mavericks.
But you didn't, so you didn't
maybe,
like them.
No, I liked the Mavericks were okay. We got a chance to watch, you know, a lot of Mavericks games growing up because of, you know, Dallas had a superstation. So we would watch it on Channel 11 if, you know, whatever the Dallas Mavericks, because I was a fan of, you know, Derek Harper and Roy Tarpley and Rolando Blackman and all of, I mean, for all you basketball fans out there, you know, if you know Mark Aguirre before he went to the Pistons, I was a big Dallas fan too, but it wasn't nothing compared to me being a Celtics fan. I was a big Celtics fan growing up. So,
wow.
And I've always wanted to go to Boston. I was able to go to Boston. I was thinking about going to law school at one time, at Suffolk in Boston. So we went up there, me and my wife went up there, and I loved it. You know, the racism and things, you hear the stories about Boston and things like that. And I'm like, well, this is America, you know, and I know Boston had its issues when it comes to that. It still does, you know, but it's no different than any other city. But I was big on Celtics growing up. I mean, it was just something about, you know, seeing them play, seeing Larry Bird do what he did, and seeing, you know, Robert Parrish. It was weird like that. I guess I was a weird kid because even from a regional standpoint, you're supposed to like the Houston Rockets. You're supposed to like the Dallas Mavericks. You know, you might suppose the Atlanta Hawks, even though the Atlanta Hawks was like, you know, 9-10 hours away, you know, from my hometown. So, it varied. I was just a big fan of basketball, and I was a fan of I played baseball for a second. I was a big fan of the Red Sox. I was a Red Sox fan. So it was just something about, you know, and I was a fan of, you know, California Angels at the time. They're the LA Angels now. But our farm team at one time here in Little Rock, the Arkansas Travelers, was a farm team for the Angels. So I think they're with the Mariners now. I was a big sports fan growing up. So just a long story short.
Long story. And it's you know, as I'm listening to you, you've been around in terms of, like, you really search out and reach out for what makes you feel good, what makes you happy. And that's the one thing I like about what you're saying, because it's not about where where they are. It's about how they make you feel, whoever it is. Mm. And so it's like you can be anywhere in the world. If you make me feel good, I'm going to support you. And that's a beautiful thing. I'm glad that you are the way that you are when it comes down to picking your teams, and it's probably applies to other things in your life as well. But you know, we're right now talking about the teams, and that's good. I'm glad you are really that way. It's good. It's a good thing. So thanks for sharing that.
Let me ask you something. You know, of course, again, you're a Philly boy. What do you remember about being – how many – have you ever been to Fairmont Park? I mean, those summers in Fairmont Park, what are they like?
Well, first of all, my dad's gas station –
I hear those stories.
My dad's gas station was on 33rd and Diamond, which is across the street from Fairmont Park, right on the corner. Fairmont Park is on 33rd and Diamond on one side of the street, and the other side of the street is my dad's gas station. And so I was always at Fairmont Park, and I was there at the Robin Hood Dell, where a lot of concerts are in Fairmont Park. I was there watching Muhammad Ali train before he was about to fight Joe Frazier. It's ironic that he would come to Philadelphia to train. And then
going to New York.
It's just so strange, you know. So Fairmont Park was a part of my life because I lived not that far from Fairmont Park, and one of my dad's gas stations happened to be right across the street from there. And there was a band that used to practice in Fairmont Park. The name of the band was called Forces of Nature. Oh, I love the name of that group. Forces of Nature. That's a great name. And they were incredible, man. They had horns and they had all the stuff. And I remember their manager, his name was Pops. And Pops was was a police officer. And he was the manager of the group. And he lived in the park. and they would go into his house and rehearse. And so I would get in the police car with him. You know, my dad would let me go, and I would ride over to his house and watch them practice. And that's why, that's part of the reason why I wanted to be a drummer, because I used to watch this guy play the drums all the time. I was like, wow, that looks so exciting. And So Fairmount Park, yes, to answer your question, was a big part of my life. Big part.
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, to get to the other side of Philadelphia, we would go through Fairmount Park and get to the west side of Philadelphia where Will Smith lived, you know. And I lived in Nicetown, and then Nicetown, my dad's gas station is in North Philly, and then from North Philly you go through to Fairmount Park, and you go over Schuylkill River, which was just flooded from Isaac, I believe it was. Wasn't it Isaac? The hurricane just came through, and it went over 11 feet over. That water was everywhere. And so what's the name? She lives right off of Fairmount, Schuylkill River. CC Grisby, Doug Grisby's wife, who we have been praying for, and her car, her Lexus, got destroyed. And so she got a brand new Lexus. I'm like, well, look at you. But anyway, just going through Fairmount Park, you had to go through it to get to the other side of Philadelphia. Fairmount Park is huge. I'm surprised you know about Fairmount Park.
Man, I used to hang out there, and when they would have the Philly Greek picnic. We would go out there, when I come to Philly and, my college years or whatever. But I love Philadelphia. And later on, this was probably around 2007, probably 2008, I had a job interview at the Fox affiliate up there. And we went up there. I flew up there in June. And they liked me, everything was good, yada, yada, yada. I get a call a couple of weeks later, and they want me to come for a second interview. So I drove up there. I took my wife. I flew up there the first time. Next month, I drove up there from Little Rock. We drove to Philadelphia in 07. And I love the city. I love that it's a lot of history up there. It's a beautiful city, again. And, you were talking about Hurricane Ida earlier. Isaac. I was like, Isaac? Isaac. But no, it's a lot of history up there, man. It's a lot of history. And hopefully I'll be able to go up there and just catch a Eagles game. I want to do it make it a yearly thing, but just depends on how the money's looking. But go ahead.
I'm going to let you get to your music. I want to ask you a question.
Are you good?
Real quickly, an iconic dessert in Philadelphia. Do you know? Can you name one?
An iconic
dessert.
I know those. I don't know if it's a Philly thing, but I it's one of those ice.
You talk about water ice.
It's Italian ice.
Yeah, water ice. Yeah, there you go. And what about Tasty Cake? Do you remember Tasty Cake? You don't know anything about Tasty
Cake? Barely.
Oh, my
God. Come on, now.
Good gracious. I'm going to have to find one, and I'm going to mail it to you. Oh, my goodness. There's so many different ones. The butterscotch crimpets, the chocolate cupcakes. Oh, my goodness gracious, dude. And that is that. And I used to not live that far from the factory, and sometimes I step outside and go, oh my, smells so good. So yeah, I am going to mail you a box of Tasty Cakes. That's going to be my gift.
You know what I'm doing? We're talking, I appreciate it. We're talking about Philly. You hear what I got in the background? I got Frankie Smith, the Double Dutch bus in the background, so I had to kind of hook that up. I kind of hooked that up in the background. But no. It is all good. But let's go ahead and go back to some music. We've got about 1 hour and 3 minutes left of the show. Again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with Don Fleming and Wardell Potts Jr. Let's take you back to 1987. Music from Freddie Jackson. The name of the song is called Jam Tonight. You guys keep it locked right here. Solar Records Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday. You know what? I always do this. We interrupt this program to announce. No, I'm joking. I'm joking. Wardell, you guys, we usually do three songs, but this is the one song thing. But I wanted you to share something. I wanted to share something with you, and I want you to share with the listeners. By the way, let me mention this. We did talk about all of the Philly arts and things like that. I have a frat brother who went to the HBCU here in Little Rock, Philander Smith College. He's from Philadelphia. He's a teacher, but he also has a side business where he has water ice. What is it called?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, water.
Y'all call it. But he has like a truck, a food truck, and it's called Philly Fresh Philly Ice or something like that. But every time I go by there, I gotta get something, especially like that green apple and grape mix of ice. I love it. I love it. Shout out to my homie. He has a Philly ice truck. So
my brother,
Anyway, you wanted to share something with the people.
Well, you know, Don and I've been, you know, doing this for a while together, and he's very aware of my very close friend from the group Dynasty, Richard Randolph, and just a couple of months back he passed away with an abrupt heart attack, and it took his life, and so he and I were working on Dynasty's album, new album. And he and I wrote a song. We were just writing songs and stuff out, you know, randomly, just constantly writing songs and seeing, you know, who would come up with the songs for the album. And so, but mm-hmm. when Richard passed away, I decided to go ahead on and release it because the album is not due to come out until next year. So I decided I don't want to wait until next year to release this song that Richard and I wrote, and because I wanted to dedicate it to him, to his life and his legacy. He was a guitar player in Dynasty. We had two, and now both of them are gone, Pepper Ernest Reed and mm-hmm. now Richard Randolph. And so this song we wrote together is called You're the Kind of Girl, and miss my buddy a lot, and so thanks for playing it.
All right. Well, guys, it is Wardell Potts, Jr. Name of the song is called You're the Kind of Girl. You guys keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday.
Baby, your song really tests me on. And when you talk, heaven knows I can tell we're gonna get closer. Come on, baby, just let it flow. 'Cause life is right. I feel you, baby, feel you. Let me hold you tight. It's you and I that's willing to be in my life. I never met anyone like you, baby, like you. Down on my knees, praying every day, and I'm so glad you saved you for me. I'm feeling your electricity. Oh, 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 oh,
it's right.
I feel you, baby, feel you.
Let me hold you tight.
It's you and I that's willing
to see you in my life.
I've never met.
Baby, and your mind.
Wow, man, that is that's a nice song. I had to jump in there, man, because that's a great song. That's a nice little stepping song, man. I had to come in. I'm sorry. I apologize. We have a format here, but after you played that, man, that is a who sung lead? Who sung lead on that?
So that's Dynasty. That's Kevin Spencer and Richard Randolph.
Oh my God, that is. Again, that is a great stepping song. I mean, definitely a roller skate. When I heard that song, and I got to say this, man, and please, I'm not gassing you up, but I like the song. It's a great song.
I was picturing myself
on the roller skating to this song. I was picturing myself going around the rink, and this is the type of song that gives you that, in my opinion. It gives me that feeling that I am out there on the roller rink falling on my hind parts. This is a great kudos to you guys on that, man. Can you talk a little bit? I know you talked a little bit, you know, of course, rest in peace to Richard Randolph. The making of that song, man. Can you just tease us a little bit about the production on that and when did you ever get time to work on that song?
Well, so this is how it started. Richard had an idea with a groove, and I said, send it mm-hmm. to me. And so he sent it to me, and so then I started writing the melody and the lyrics to the song. And so I wrote the melody mm-hmm. and the lyrics to the song. So I, you know, start singing all the parts and everything. And so and I asked him, I said, you know, I really like to hear, you know, guitar part on it. And so he ended up sending another guitar part, and it was great, and I loved it. And so we just started building it. And then Brian Morgan got involved because, you know, we were bringing mm-hmm. him in as to, you know, to produce with us on this particular project. And so Brian and Richard and myself are the producers of this particular project. Brian started putting some really nice little feels, and Brian's playing the bass on this song, and it's absolutely amazing to just listen to him.
It is. At
the end of the song, he's just grooving big time. So that's the bass synthesizer, Brian Morgan, and he did some sweeteners on top of it. And so thanks to Brian for just adding his little, you know, his magic touch to the song, and Richard Randolph for, you know, singing and starting it off. And I was just in the middle of, you know, bringing Brian into the situation with Richard, and in the middle of working on the song, just, you know, writing the melody and the lyrics, and just, you know, doing my best to, you know, for us to have a good song. And so that it made me think of, it made me think of, you know, my guys back in Philly, and I was there's so many times when I'm doing music, I Philly is in the back of my head because I was raised in Philly, and just like when we did mm-hmm. And the Beat Goes On, when we were recording And the Beat Goes On, I was thinking about Ain't No Stopping Us Now, you know, and so I grew up like, you know, that Philly is in me, whether I want it to be or not. I am a product of my environment. And so when I was writing this song, I was thinking of those guys, same guys, McFadden and Whitehead. And so it is, you know, just one of those things, man.
It's a feel-good song, man. Again, kudos to you on that. Again, rest in peace to Mr. Richard Randolph. Richard, I know Richard had came through North Little Rock in his truck, and he had a flat tire. And I remember him posting it on there, and I sent him a message. I said, man, are you good? You're right. You're right across the river from me, but, I mean, you're about 20 minutes away, 25 minutes away. Do you need anything? He's like, no, little brother, I'm good. So, I mean, he went and got him, I guess he went and got him some catfish or something, he said. And he's like, he got it taken care of, and he was back on the road. So, but no, man, from my brief encounter with him, I mean, he was just an upstanding brother, and I really appreciate, you know, getting that brief moment. Well, brief moment getting to know him. So,
yeah, you know, it really stings my mortality, because. You know, we talked almost every day. And if we didn't talk, we would text. So we were communicating every single day. And for it to go from that to nothing, it's a terrible void. And then his fiance sent me a picture of his tombstone, and that just broke my heart. Mm. I was just like, you know, that I just never thought I would ever see that. And it's just crazy, man. So we all get our turn, right? And so that's why we need to enjoy our lives the best we can and be a blessing in it. And you know, because you just never know when, you know, Richard was on his way to get a haircut. He wasn't thinking that he was going to die. You know, he was sitting in his car and had a heart attack and died. So, you know, you just never know. So, guys, you know, pay attention and do your best to be your best and not worry about the small things. Don't trip on the small things.
Don't sweat the small stuff. Yeah, don't sweat
exactly.
The small stuff.
Yes. Life is too precious. Too precious for that kind of
thing. Well, you know what? That kind of segues into the next song that I want to play. We got about another 44 minutes left of the show. Let's take you back. 1999 music from Kelly Price. Name of the song is called "It's Gonna Rain." So listen to the lyrics to this song. Keep it locked right here to Solar Records Radio.
So lay right, I can't sleep at night, wondering when the change gon' come. I'm feeling that I'm not the only one. Tell me when I turn you on. Doctors say it's not my fault. All the neighbors stop and stare, but pastor says the same. Count it all.
Records Radio. This is Old School Monday. Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out. I had to hook that up. That was I gave you a straight up 90s block. This past block, I didn't even realize it until I was like, you know, just listening to the music and all the songs that I played. I had no intention of saying, oh, this is going to be a 90s block. That was music from Maxwell from 1996. Of course, what I just played, Ascension, Don't Ever Wonder. Before that, from 1998, I played a little bit of Tamia, I'm So Into You. Of course, the sample from I'm So Into You. Check this out. If you guys get a chance to check out the music video, you go on YouTube or whatever, the sample of the song is Say Yeah by the Commodores. Now, Nicole Richie, Lionel Richie's daughter, is in the music video. So I'm trying to do this 6 degrees of separation thing, but I really suck at it. But check it out if you get a chance to check it out. Of course, I started off the block with Kelly Price from the, as a matter of fact, the song, if I'm not mistaken, was on the Life soundtrack from 1999, the movie with Eddie Murphy and Martin Lawrence, where they, you know, they got life. They were in that little prison for all those years. But a great movie, great funny movie. You gonna eat your cornbread? Anyway, we got about another 28 minutes left of the show. I am hanging out, Don Fleming, Waddell Price Jr. Waddell, talk to me, man. We got 28 minutes left of the show. What's on your mind?
Ladies, that's what's on my mind. The I love the ladies. And it's really all about, I mean, because we always are trying, from a very young age, been trying to impress the ladies. I remember going at the basement. In the basement, we were going to dances, and they were being held in the basement. And I was, like, young. I was 14, 15, 16, 17 years old. And I remember they had the red lights, and they had the posters on the wall. And, man, it was always about the ladies, always. It was like, can you get her? Can you get her? How can you get her? How can you even get close to her? You know? And so you always had to try to do the right thing. Always had to try to, you know, to impress the woman. And because what it did is it validated you. You got validation. Women validate us. And so when they like, that's my man, like, whoa, it makes you feel good, you know. And so for us as young, for me as a young man, I remember chasing. And so, and then when I heard this song, just the title Uh-oh. Of the song that Don,
I feel a slow jam block coming on.
Yes, yes.
I feel a slow jam.
It's all about the love zone when it comes down to the ladies, man. Ooh, you got to keep it real. And women, you know, they like it slow and steady, not no microwavable kind of stuff. Dude, you got to turn the oven on. Turn the oven on and do it right. And so, but anyway, so when I heard this song, and I was like, I fell in love with it. Don, like, I drive Don crazy with it because I keep on playing these guys' music, but I can't help it because it's very romantic lyrically what it's saying. And so
I give you that.
I got to tell you. So sometimes what happens is that, you know what, we may get into it with our ladies, we may mess up and stuff, but at the end of the day, we want her to want us. We want her to forgive us. And the best thing that we could do is to say, I'm going to leave the door open. Whoa, Lord. Let it go, my brother. Because that's what I'm talking about on Solar Records Radio.
Hey, guys. Keep it locked.
Oh, you got plans. You got plans. Don't say that. Shut your trap. I'm sipping wine in a robe. I look too good. Look too good to be alone. Ooh. My house clean. My pool warm. Just shake. Smooth like a newborn. We should be dancing, romancing in the east wing and the west. I'm gonna leave the door open, girl.
Thank you.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, Old School Monday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. hanging out with me. I had to hook that up. That was from 1995. That was music from Intro. Of course, rest in peace, lead singer of that group, Kenny Green. Of course, before that, I had to hook up a little Mint Condition from 1992, Forever in Your Eyes, and of course, started off the block. Give you a little old school, but new school, old school, little combo from Silk Sonic, of course, Anderson .Paak and Bruno Mars. That was Wardell's selection. Leave the door open. We got about another 12 minutes left. We are at the home stretch. It's going to wrap it up for us. But Wardell, man, thank you for hanging out with me. Wardell kicked it with me the whole show, man.
Well, the second half for sure. And, you know, it's because of the music that you're playing is really drawing me in. And so I mean, I'm like, wow. And good conversation on top of it. Plus, you're my brother. And I also want to give a big shout-out to your buddy that got that Philadelphia business going on. Man, come on down here in Texas, dude. Come to Texas with that little truck. And also,
He's doing great.
Yeah, I know. Too. It's awesome. As a matter of fact, I have a hat on right now that says, hold on. It says, Yo Philly Cheesesteaks. Yo Philly Cheesesteaks. So it's all about Philly tonight. And I go to Corpus Christi to get, Philly cheesesteaks and hoagies and tasty cakes and buy some of their gear and support them because I love that stuff and I miss it. I miss, you know, there's something else. You're probably going to cringe at this. I can't believe it. I'm going to say it. But I love... I forgot what they call it. I can't even think of it. Okay, but first of all, the mustard pretzels. You know about the mustard pretzels in Philadelphia?
Yeah. I've had one.
Oh, man. Oh, let me just tell you the difference between the mustard pretzels in Philadelphia and the mustard pretzels someplace else. The water is the difference. The water makes
the water.
Yes, right? That's what makes it. The bread tastes a certain way, and it is like it got a different flavor. It's so weird because I couldn't understand it at first, and then when I started, inquiring about it, that's what I found out. But anyway, so yeah, it's the water. So, guys, yeah, thanks, man. I enjoy hanging out with you tonight. It's all good. Much love to the ladies all around the world. And Don Fleming, I'll see you tomorrow, right? We'll be on tomorrow at 4 p.m. Yeah. Eastern Standard Time. Y'all tune in. We're going to have fun, Don and I. It's all good.
Oh, man. Guys, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out with us. You can make sure you tell a friend if they're on Facebook. Go to Solar Records Radio on the Facebook page. Like the page. Man, y'all have been approving. There's been a lot of folks that's been liking the page lately. So shout out to all the new listeners and all the new followers on the page. We really appreciate it. Keep it coming, man. I'm getting greedy, man. We're closing in. Let's get 2,000 by the end of the year.
2,000, yeah. Well, you know, the more the merrier. The more the merrier, so let's all hang out, be a blessing to one another. And so one candle lights another. Excellent. So much love to your family, to your wife out there. I hope she's good and having a wonderful time with her family out there. And God bless her. And God bless you, good husband.
Well, hey, man, I appreciate that. Guys, again, we've got about 8 minutes left, and we're going to close out, man. As I promise, usually in the beginning I say the songs I'm going to play. We're going to close out, take you back to 1985. This is music from Starpoint. The name of the song is called Restless for Wardell Potts, Don Fleming. We will see you guys tomorrow at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. You guys take care. We'll see you. Bye.
Break of dawn, man, I don't think I've slept at all. be going through the